Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is vibraharp player Dave Samuels. He has distinguished himself as the top mallet player of his generation. His fresh sound and creative approach to the vibes and marimba has guaranteed him worldwide recognition. Today he brings all that to our studio. Dave, how are you?
I'm great, Marion. It's a real pleasure and honor to be here with you.
Well, likewise, I'm dying to hear you play.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of this particular radio show, so it's a real pleasure to be sitting face to face with you.
Well, I don't know where to start. I know you have some lovely tunes to play for us, but first I'm thinking, how did you get started playing such a difficult instrument as a little kid?
I actually started out playing drums and then played a little bit of piano, and kind of where piano and drums intersect, you come up with vibes. You know, it's all part of the same family of percussion.
It's funny, I never thought of that, a piano percussion instrument, but it is.
Yeah.
And so were your parents all for this idea?
My parents were all for, I have two older brothers, and we all took music lessons because they felt, particularly my mother, felt that it was part of everyone's upbringing to be able to learn how to play a musical instrument, whether it turned into a vocation or advocation was not the point. The point was just to be exposed to being creative and making music.
Very sensible woman, I would say.
She indeed was very sensible.
So then what happened? You went to college, I guess?
Well, I did go to college, but at the time that I went to college, there was really no place to study just vibraphone, which is what I was interested in. So I went to college and took some music classes. And then I was lucky enough, after getting out of college, which was in Boston, I had some friends at Berklee College of Music, where I did a little bit of teaching and played with some of the people that were at school at that time. And Alan Dawson, actually.
Oh, a lovely guy.
Great drummer. And a great guy and a very good vibes player. Actually recommended me for a gig with Jerry Mulligan in 1974. Then I played with Jerry for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. During one tour, you and I, shared the stage at the Nice Jazz Festival. It was great.
Yes.
That was my first time, you know, meeting you, and I, of course, knew of your playing, but it was a real treat. And this is a second treat to be able to do the show with you.
Well, I'd love to keep talking, but I'd also love to hear a tune.
Okay. This is entitled Summer Nights, and I will be accompanied by a fantastic pianist, a composer, and a good friend, Alain Millet.
Thank you.
That was a really beautiful tune.
It's a beautiful piece.
It is. How do you pick tunes for your particular?
For me, it's been a kind of a combination of standard tunes and also playing original compositions. The last few years, I've been playing with this group that I have called the Caribbean Jazz Project, which focuses on a kind of a broad base of music. And so I've been playing a lot of music whose at least rhythmic kind of foundation is from places in Central and South America and also Spain.
How did you come to start that kind of a group?
Well, it was a time where I had an offer from a promoter here in New York City. I don't know if you know this gentleman, Julie Loken. He called me once in 1993 and asked me if I wanted to put a group together for a concert at the Central Park Zoo. There were paying customers and there were swimming customers at that particular concert. We did get got quite a response from the Seals. They put their flippers together on occasion, not always at the right time.
No, I would imagine it's pretty hard to get it.
Yeah, so I actually had been working with a steel pan player by the name of Andy Norell, and I had met a saxophone clarinet player from Cuba, Paquito de Rivera. I had met him at airports a couple of times, but never played with him. So I picked up the phone, and I called Andy, and I called Paquito, and I said, I've got this opportunity for this concert, and it might be interesting if the three of us played together with a rhythm section. Would you be interested? And they all kind of jumped on the idea, and that was the first concert and kind of the first forming of that particular group.
The Caribbean
Jazz Project, yeah. And that particular instrumentation, we toured for about 5 or 6 years, and then it's changed over the years, and I've kind of kept it going, even though both Paquito and Andy are back doing their own solo projects.
But you still kept the group going.
Yeah, and the newest kind of recorded version of the Caribbean Jazz Project is with a big band, and it was very exciting. I'd never played with a big band before.
I bet it was exciting.
Yeah, and I also find it interesting counting off a tune with 18 people listening to you.
Well, I would love to hear another tune. What have you got lined up this time?
Well, this is a tune that Alain has written based on a Venezuelan rhythm called joropo. And this is a tune that he's entitled Vals Triste.
I can't wait. Thank you. That was a very interesting tune.
Is it
fun to play?
It's fun to play, and it has all sorts of rhythmic possibilities to it in terms of how you feel the time. You know, this rhythm from Venezuela is essentially in three, but there are many different ways of counting three and playing it so that it sounds sometimes like you're playing in four, sometimes it's in three and the accent is on the second beat. It can get very interesting.
Well, not only that, I mean, you could play it as you feel. Like, if you don't feel like being in three at that moment, you can say, oh, the heck with it, I'm going to be in four.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Well, there's more music coming up in just a minute. Dave Samuels is my guest. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, tell me something about the tune you've got coming up next.
This is a tune from a CD entitled Birds of a Feather. And it's a tune that has both a beautiful melody. This is one of the times where I actually named the tune with a name that I really like. Most of the time, I come up with a tune that I write, and I'm not always sure what to call it. This title of the tune, Picture Frame, really kind of just appeared, and it fit the tune so well, I quickly wrote it down and sent myself a letter. Call this tune Picture Frame.
Well, I'm dying to hear it.
Here we go. Thank you.
Boy, that gives me so much imagination listening to that piece. You thinking, what is in that picture frame? It's a very interesting title for a tune.
Thank you. When I came up with the name Picture Frame, it automatically, you know, kind of stuck with me. It's not, this is really an interesting kind of way of visualizing this piece, you know, because a picture frame is a border, and what's in the middle of the border, what's the content of, like, the actual item that's surrounded by this frame can be anything, which is kind of what we do. We're kind of painters when we play, and we can take the same picture frame and come up with a different picture depending on how we interpret a particular tune.
That's true, and we are painters when we play. That's very interesting. Well, there's more to come with my guest Dave Samuels and his pianist Alan Millay. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. What have we got coming up next, Dave?
Well, the next piece we're going to play is a tune dedicated to the fantastic, amazing, unbelievably prolific Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. And this is entitled One for Tom.
It's funny. I always wonder how he got called Tom.
It's not a real common nickname for Antonio. You'd think Tony would be his nickname.
Yeah.
But maybe he found it easier for people to say Tom.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Antonio or Tom, I love his music, and he certainly is prolific.
Yes, and this is a tune dedicated to him and his music.
Can't wait.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a lovely piece.
Well, thank you. It's a fun tune to play. You can really vary the tempo a lot with this particular tune. It has a kind of nice wide range. It's kind of very flexible.
Wherever Tom is, he would love that tune.
Well, it's a real piece that's written in honor of him. It's amazing how prolific he was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. It's funny, you listen to these beautiful melodies, and at first glance, it seems like, oh, this is a really a beautiful tune with a great feel, and boy, these are going to be easy changes to play over. And then as you start playing it, you realize in order to thread the needle to get through the changes is so specific and so delicate that it's deceptively difficult. Because when you first play the tune, it sounds nothing to it. And then you start playing over it, and it really, it's almost like he's created the melody, the perfect melody for these changes. And everything else, other than that melody, doesn't really sound that great. That's my take on his writing.
I love that saying, to thread the needle through it. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
It's exciting to listen to. Really is. And you know what else could be exciting? Could be a free piece.
Yes. Yes, I've been waiting for this.
Me too. I can't wait to play it. I don't know how it's going to go. We'll see.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I thought there were some little melodic bits here and there.
Yeah, we were clearly carrying on with a musical conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had great fun doing that.
Yeah, it's like talking to someone who you've just met, and you listen intently and respond intently.
Or speaking in tongues.
Yeah, yeah, that's even better, speaking in tongues.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll have more music in a minute with the great vibes player, Dave Samuels. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I see a tune here that you're going to play called New Beginnings.
This is a tune that is still in its infancy. It's just been finished a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, this is a new one.
Yeah, it's not even walking yet.
Well, you have to hold its hands.
I have to hold its hands and occasionally change its diaper. But other than that, it's okay. But
oh, can't wait to hear this one.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
another lovely tune and how well it's titled.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
How long did it take you?
Ooh, what year is it now? trying to think what decade we're in.
Oh, no, it's
well, I think it I think it was just 3 or 4 days.
Fascinating. I wish we could go on forever playing and chatting, but unfortunately we've only got one more tune. Isn't that a drag?
It is a drag. I think I can speak for Alain. I mean, it's a great honor to be able to share our music and thoughts with you. And
thank you.
And, you know, interact as we are. It's really...
As we are. And we have to think about one more tune, which is...
All the Things You Are.
Good tune.
Yes, it is.
That was a lovely ending.
Well, thank you.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marianne McPartland and our guest today, Dave Samuels, with pianist Alan Millay. Join us each week at this time as Marianne welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Assistant recording engineer, Tyler Hartman. Mastering engineer, David Mitchell. Engineering intern, Dale Anderson. Production coordinator, David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine, since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available at newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include Post, maker of Post Shredded Wheat, 100% whole grain, no sugar or salt added. Heart healthy information at postshreddedwheat.com. And the Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. This is NPR.